Somebody's on the mic.
Somebody's got an open mic there, man. Check your mics. Check your mics.
KP2HXS mobile listening.
We're HX mobile.
NGRO-TR.
Feeling a little better? I think that's what I heard you say earlier.
I feel quite a bit better, but the cold is still in my chest some, but Bernice is making a hamburger and homemade onion rings here in a little bit. That ought to tune me up, and I had a nice breakfast this morning, and it's just the nights that are tough. You be careful out there. That weather is just getting real darn close. That gust front's not too far from us now, Patrick.
Rush through my route best I can so I can get done before it gets too bad, hopefully. I'm not looking forward to that drive up the mountain tonight.
I was looking at this national weather here now. I'll pull it up on the computer in a minute. No, not with a high-profile vehicle, not at all. And they're seeing a lot of places over there having tornadoes and winds up to 60. I hope we don't get that. Usually it breaks up a lot before it comes over the mountain.
I usually knock that stuff down pretty good, but some will sneak through every now and then, so you just never know. But I'm glad to hear you and Miss Bernice are doing a little bit better.
I just went down and filled the truck up with gas and got a 5-gallon can of gas for the lawnmower. Put some of that stuff that makes it live longer in it. Well, I'm looking at the live radar on channel 4 here now on the computer. And it shows, I was a little premature there, it shows the light green just now coming into Clemson. So you should have time to get home tonight safely, but from all I've heard, this thing's moving pretty fast.
To be here already, but I'm glad the fog is finally lifted. It's been horrible driving out here today.
Point sitting there right around the temperature, and it'll do that. It stayed foggy later today, almost all day, by golly. And then the sun tried to peek through there once. The only time I've gone out is to gather the eggs and then come back, and then I did go to the filling station there a minute ago, and maybe once or twice a year I buy a lottery ticket, so I bought one of them Mega Million tickets, Patrick, and if I win, you'll be able to retire, see?
I'll be glad to retire. But I don't know. My luck's not too good with stuff like that. So, but Tom, I'm gonna jump off. I'm at my next stop. I just threw my call out and needed somebody else to talk to for a minute. But I'm glad y'all are doing good, and good to hear you today. And you stay safe through this storm coming. KO4 HKX, and I'll be clear. 73, Tom.
73's Patrick, and good to hear you. Yeah, that lottery's just like the casinos. That's where two fools met, but for $2, I guess so. You might as well contribute to the lunacy. I've never got over one. I think I've got two numbers one time. It's just an impossibility, just about, in the millions. Anyways, I had to go inside and get some of them little white donuts, so I thought, well, I'll go ahead and get one. Take care, Patrick. KO4HKX, 0TR73.
GE Mobile.